Justin, and well, that just about does it, don't it? Yeah, it does. We're down to a minute and 50 seconds left of 1992, but more importantly, a minute and 45 seconds now left of Radio Keene. Sitting next to me is a man who gave me a shot when nobody else would in country music. I didn't know country. My dad was a truck driver. My family listened to Radio Keene for a long time. I came from another format, but I begged and I said, I won't let you down. I'll study real hard, and I'm not going to do anything else unless I get country. Thank you so much, Kit Snell.
Hey, and that's because I knew you had talent in your bones for country music.
I learned from the best. You showed me what a country song was all about. And, of course, a lot of you remember him as Don West. And Kit Snell is one of the owners and general manager of Radio Keene. And, oh, the stories he's got to tell.
And I was thinking, if you remember me as Don West, you have to be old.
Hey.
That was a long time ago.
My control room is filled. And this is great because when I used to do 7 to midnight, nobody was here. Nobody came. But my lines are all lit up. I've got camcorders at me. There's cameras over here, and everybody's dressed so nice and pretty, and my hair is all flat because I've been wearing headsets. Well, that's it. We're 35 seconds now. I'm Annie G, and it has been an honor to be part of broadcasting history here in Northern California. I didn't really realize the importance until this week when we started getting people from the industry coming down from San Francisco to take pictures, to look at us, to say, let me do one segue. It was great. And 15 seconds less. Have you got anything, Kit? Anything you want to say?
No, we appreciate you being with us all these years, and we just want to tell you goodbye and thanks.
Thank you so much. Well, 2, 1, it's midnight.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
K-E-E-N, San Jose. Too damn country for FM.